We're going to move into a time of communion. I'm going to invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve us communion. This is a celebration of the gospel. This is an opportunity for us to say, God is glorious and His gospel is good. The good news. What is the good news? Well, Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 15, this is the good news. This is the gospel I preach to you, that Christ, the Messiah, the one sent from God to be the Savior of the world, the Son made flesh, Christ died. The coming King died. Why? For our sins. According to the Scriptures, this was foretold. Genesis through Malachi are pointing to the once for all sacrifice of Jesus, because no other sacrifice is sufficient. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scripture. He was buried. He was really and truly dead. He didn't fake it. He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, because death couldn't hold Him, because He couldn't stay dead, because He didn't deserve to die. I deserve to die. And as the Lamb of God who takes away my sins, He was taking my place, and He paid the price in full, and the grave couldn't hold Him. He rose victorious over sin and death and hell and set me free. This is the gospel, that Christ died for my sin according to the Scripture. He was buried. He was raised on the third day according to the Scripture, and He proved it. He appeared to everybody. More than 400 people at once. Eyewitnesses alive at the time of the writing of the letters, so that if any doubt, if any question, you could go to the eyewitness sources and say, is this really what happened? Oh yeah, I was there. I saw it. It happened. He's alive. We watched Him ascend to the right hand of His Father in glory, where He always lives to make intercession for us. Did you know today Jesus is seated at the right hand of His Father, and He is making intercession for you, for me? As the accuser of the brethren, the adversary, the devil, stands in the throne room of God and say, look what he did, look what she did, you're just, you must punish. And the Father, if we're trusting in Jesus, Jesus says, and I paid for that. Here's my blood to prove it, and I paid for that, and I paid for that. Yes, they did the crime. I did the time. I paid the price to set them free. You have nothing against them. The record of death that stood against them was nailed to the cross. That's the gospel. Brothers and sisters, if you're believing, treasuring, embracing, clinging to the gospel as your only hope, there's nothing against you. Jesus, seated at the right hand of His Father, is for you, always living to make intercession for you. And He said, and by the way, I'm coming back to get you, to bring you to be where I am. What a hope we have in the gospel. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you're not, I'm just going to invite you. Cry out to Him. Recognize I'm a sinner. I have no hope. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He will reach down and transform your heart and make you new. Simply cry out to Him and ask. Confess. I need you. I have no other hope. We're going to serve you bread and juice. If you're a believer in Jesus, and Jesus alone, for your eternal hope and salvation, take bread, take juice, reflect on what He did for you. Once we've all been served, we'll take that together as a body of believers who are embracing the biblical gospel. Once we've all been served, we'll give Him thanks and take that together. Jesus, thank you for the good news. That although I have no hope, there is no way to dig myself out of the pit I've dug for myself. You reach down with rescue and hope You paid my price in full. And you set me free. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for my sins on the cross, so that today I could enjoy communion, fellowship, relationship with you. Forgiven, sins gone. What a gift. What a treasure. We now receive a good gift from your hand and simply say thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash us clean, to make us new. Drink.